You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, big wigs? We are back. We are lit. We are loving life this week. You know, no stress here whatsoever. Obviously, you guys know we're recording this before Thursday. So if it's before Thursday, I think you can all agree it's kind of a weird time to be an American citizen, right? It's an election week.
It's weird. We're up, we're down. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. But we're right here on the pod. That's where you're supposed to be. Let's all come together. And exactly, let's be a big wig.
Come together.
We need unity at this time.
Right now, over me.
Exactly.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to sing the Beatles for the rest of this episode. How do you guys feel about that?
It's good because you have a way better singing voice than I do. So I support it.
Dre, that's so nice of you. You look so pretty right now. And Anna looks like she just woke up because guess what? I'm on the West Coast. It's still morning. I did not, you know, daylight savings. We have it on our list.
Yeah.
Can I just say it hasn't really affected me. I'm not a morning person. So daylight savings is just kind of like there. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm still sleeping.
Does an hour really change anyone's schedule? No, I do not think so. I think you just feel a little bit more rested when you wake up in the morning and you realize, oh, yeah, it's because I had an extra hour of sleep. But the way that I don't think it's useful, I don't really know the point of it anymore, because why do we want it to get darker earlier? I don't understand why we're still changing the clocks back and forward. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, you get on that soapbox. Yeah. I don't really know either. I mean, like, it's funny because you're just like, oh, now it's winter because it's dark early. Like, that's my brain is just like,
exactly.
That's what this one is for.
Exactly. But it's just crazy to me because they were totally going to do away with the clocks change and now we still are enacting it. So for me, it's just very confusing.
Don't a lot of countries not do it? Like, aren't there places?
Yeah.
There's a lot of places in the world that don't do any daylight savings.
Right. So then the time changes even more for us when we go to those places. But yeah, it's funny. It's just like America says, no, we're still doing it. We're still changing this.
We were very on it because my mom was in LA with me and then she was flying on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So I was like, don't wake me up earlier than we have to. We get an hour. I feel like a bug just flew up my nose. We get an hour sleep, like an extra hour, because like my mom is like, we gotta leave at 8 a.m.
Gotta get up.
You know, my flight's at 11:30. I'm like, bitch, that is 3.5 hours early. The traffic. I'm like, Sunday morning, it's not gonna be so bad, and it wasn't. She was there perfectly on time. In fact, everything worked out great. But I was like, don't try and wake me up earlier, like. We get this hour. This is the one I want it.
There is. I read an article where it said every year you think you're going to do something really productive in that hour. And every year you just let yourself down. So just don't even try to be productive. Just wake up when you wake up and just say, yay, got an extra hour of sleep. And yeah, no, because it really set me off for a bad day on Sunday. Didn't have a good day.
Really?
No.
You blame the time.
I blame the time. fully just blaming I just wasn't productive. In fact, I got more mad at myself because I didn't stick on schedule, and then it just ruined the rest of the day. And then I just had a full rotting day.
Can I just say Sundays are for rotting, Dre? Be good to yourself. Sundays are a rotting day.
It's the Lord's day. And we're not supposed to be working. We don't need to work. We need to rest. But I always think, no.
It's so funny. It is the Lord's day. And I think, oh, Shabbat is my Lord's day.
Which your guys is on Saturday, right? I mean, the weekend is supposed to be a time of rest for both people.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah,
you know how it is.
So don't be hard on yourself is what I'm trying to
Thank
say.
Thank you.
Be good to yourself.
I needed that because Sunday nothing was motivating me. There was not a thing. The only thing that I was motivated by was food on Sunday. That's it.
Same.
That's it. That's it. That's all it was. It was just an eating day for me. And then we have this big week ahead of us. So I just thought, you know what? Maybe everybody does need a rotting day on Sunday. Oh, the other thing was that it was the marathon. So
yeah, that's a good day in New York.
No, it's an amazing day. But I kind of low-key forgot. And then I started seeing everybody posting these amazing motivational videos. And I was so happy. And I've always wanted to be a part of it, whether I'm a spectator or I'm actually running it. But I just felt once I knew that was happening, I had severe FOMO. And it made even...
Wait, you didn't go out and watch it?
It made even for a worse day. I didn't even go. I said, I'm not even going to try to take the train. I needed a plan of action, and there was no way I was making a plan on Sunday. Like, I wish somebody had been like, hey, meet me here, I'm running. And I found out later, like, all these people that we know together, actually, that ran, like some comedians. And I said I should have gone for them, but I didn't know.
It's okay. It's all right. If you're not running it, it's like, it's nice to go and support, but, like, you know, it's not a big deal. Don't beat yourself up over not watching the marathon. I think I only went and watched it, like, I went last year. I actually really remember this day because Bobby Flay, it was his birthday, and he was, like, not doing well because he had just finished chemo, and we, like, walked, like, the marathon goes right by mm-hmm. my apartment on Bedford, mm-hmm. so it's, like, a block and change away, and so we, like, walked up to the marathon and, like, just watched it for a little while. I always do the worst thing. I always schedule, like, myself to do something where I have to cross the marathon.
Horrendous.
Like, on marathon day.
Can you?
And I remember I went to Soul Cycle last year, and I couldn't get across, and I was like, I have a class. I have to go spin on a stationary bike. I'm sorry, I'm not making 26 miles yeah. by foot right now, but I just got to get across this to get to that studio over there. They're like, this fucking asshole.
Is it possible? Like, there's not police enforcement. I've always never known if you can cross.
There are. You can. I mean, you have to go fast, you know?
Don't get
trampled
right.
on. But there are police at, like, a lot of, like, you know, spots. And, like, yeah. You just have to. I remember being so scared to, like, cross, and mm-hmm. then I was like, should I just, like, go shopping until it's done, and then I'll just, like, cross back you when, like, you know, there's, like, four people running.
I didn't realize it, but then some people do take all day, you know, if they're walking or if they're there. I saw this guy that was he's disabled and he was on a skateboard. Like, they really go all day. So,
yeah,
the streets are closed.
The streets are closed.
But
yeah,
it's a really cool
that
thing.
That and, like, parades in New York. Yeah. I'm always like, oh, right. Pay attention. Don't have to cross the border there.
Our favorite one is coming up, the Thanksgiving Day Parade. So I need everyone to know, Anna and I are really doing it up this year.
Wait, should we go live yeah. again? Should we do full commentary again? That was so
we
fun.
Should, but, like,
when did we do that?
It would
that?
Be amazing if we did it live from the event. I'm trying to get on a
Hello?
I'm trying to get on a float, Anna.
Well, commentary on a float is not commentary because then we can't see anything. But, like,
true.
I'd be down to do commentary on it. I love the Thanksgiving Day.
Me too.
I've already looked up what Broadway shows are performing. You know, I'm ready. I'm here for
is
it.
Is Wicked performing? Continuing their press tour?
Oh, with the movie?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because I could see that
maybe.
Happening.
Maybe it's a surprise. Yeah, because the 20-year anniversary. Yeah. You're right. I don't think so. I know Death Becomes Her.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on it, which I'm really excited about. I forget the others that I read about, but it's going to be good. It's always good.
I'm ready to live stream it. We did a live stream, I think it was 2 years ago, before Big Wigs was created.
We were dipping the toes.
Yeah.
Dipping the toes.
Yes. Yeah, in the commentary. And it was good.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you had a bad Sunday. It looked beautiful in New York. I watched all of the I didn't have FOMO because I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I'm not a marathon runner. I always liked Marathon Sun. It was Marathon Monday,
mm-hmm.
and it's always on a Monday in Boston, and we always head off for college, so that was always a really fun
That's
day.
Fun.
But it was also, like, dangerous. Like, people started drinking at, like,
super
8 a.m. Like, yeah, and they're like, come to my Marathon Monday party. Like, if your apartment was, like, on the, like, line, you know, like, on the race, like, bam, you know, I never heard of a gin bucket before. People were like, I'm having a gin bucket for Marathon Monday. I'm like, what's that?
That's when you mix,
I was such a loser.
You mix everything. It's just like a gross.
Couldn't tell you to this
or
day.
Jungle
honestly,
juice.
I probably looked at that and I was like, I think I'm good.
Pass on that. My toxic trait is I think I can run a marathon.
Oh my God. I think so too.
Right? I mean, I would train for it. I'm not saying I would. I do not think that I can just run it without any training. I definitely would have to work my way up to it. But my toxic trait is I'm very confident in this. And I think we could both run it.
I think I could too. I'd have to train. Yeah. But, you know, I've always said, like, there's no way. Because I don't really run more than, like, 2.5 miles when I run.
Yeah, same. I'm not a long distance. I'm kind of like, I get my heart rate up and then I feel good.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder if you're just pushed along with the group.
People do
if
say
you could just
it's
like
an electric feeling, like you don't want to give up. The crowd really pumps you up, and I think that would really do it for me. But it's a lot of mental strength, like right around mile 20. I'm reading a lot into this, Anna.
Do you want to do
it? Kinda, yeah. But I think it's just a really cool thing to do as a group, like with your fellow humans. I think it's really cool. But I never really had it until now. I have an itch now.
Mm. Last year, I was like, I think I want to run the marathon.
Yeah.
And Jared was like, I think you need some water. Like, are you sick? Like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, no, I swear. I think I could do it.
How's your feeling with people who've already run the marathon and they post their TBT photos? They go, happy marathon running. This is me when I did it. And you go, you had your time. It does it require a full post? Sometimes I thought it was a little strange.
Yeah, I could see that. It's just kind of like, they're like, I once was the queen of this. Like, look at me. You know, I think it's an accomplishment in your lifetime. If you did it, I'd probably want to brag about it too. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm not running this year, guys, but look at me 3 years ago. Okay. I used to post like Marathon Monday, like throwback photos of me drinking in college and being like, Marathon Monday, guys, here's me.
Have an amazing Marathon Monday.
Drinking at age 19 years old, you know, on a porch.
Yeah, but those are good memes. Those are really.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I always worry it's going to be too cold. Like the temperature needs to be a good weather day. Like that worries me the most. I think I could do it. Like if it's like, okay, it's 65 degrees and sunny.
I'm doing it. Done. Perfect.
But sometimes it's been like raining and 30 degrees and you're like, what the fuck do I wear? Oh my
God. Miserable.
Yeah. I think it was nice, right? The other day.
Yeah.
It was probably nice.
It was a perfect marathon day. It was a little brisk. But people were in t-shirts, shorts. Stunning.
That's nice. My mom was here for 5 days in L.A. We did a lot together. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw me like panic posting about all of my clothes on Instagram.
I did. And I think you did a great thing by donating a lot of it. I mean, you obviously want to make money off of some of the clothes, but some of them you just got to do away with. It becomes too much.
Yeah, you know, she was like, don't even look at this stuff again. But I did look at it. And honestly, it helped me. Yeah. I put together so much to donate. A lot of people gave me tips and stuff. And I was like, none of these things are new. Like, there needs to be a service. Hear me out. Okay. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're like trying to purge your closet or whatever, we need a service that can you pull out all the stuff you don't want anymore. Right. Expensive, not expensive, trendy, not trendy, whatever it is. Pull it all out. Yeah. I really want someone to come and evaluate it and say, okay, Anna, these things you can sell yourself. These are actually valuable things. You will make money if you sell this. And you kind of know which those things are anyway. The newer things, the things that aren't damaged, the more expensive, the designer, whatever. And then I want them to say, these are just donate. Don't even try to go to one of these fucking stores. Yeah. These go to Buffalo Exchange. These go to Crossroads. These go to this website. You know, like, do you want to donate to a certain charity? Like, then this goes here. Like, I just needed someone to like organize my life like that.
Yeah.
Because you waste your fucking time. You know, we went to like Crossroads and they bought a couple of things, but it's that experience, my chest hurt watching.
Well, it's offensive because they do not give you what you deserve for
pennies.
And they're probably going to, and they also raise the rates like to an insane amount. Like they overcharge for certain things. Like you really think it's a vintage store? It's not. Sure. They charge way too much. So they make way more money than you will ever make on it.
There were two coats in this one trip to Crossroads and they bought both the coats. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when I tell you the attachment I had to one of these coats, it was a leopard Allison Olivia coat. Leopard's very in right now. Okay.
How did you give that up?
I was ready. Because I didn't want it anymore. I knew I didn't want it. It was 12 years old and I'm not wearing it anymore. My ex-boyfriend like bought it for me. It was a great coat. And I was like, I should just sell this myself, you know, because I bet someone would buy it. My mom's like, it's beat. It don't even, whatever. The fur's beat. And I was like, is it? And they bought that. And then my mom's leather coat from the 80s, that was too stiff. It was a cute brown leather coat, though, but it was too stiff. Like, if you put it on, you can't take it off for like six days. It's like fucking like to your skin stiff. And it never softened up. But it was like a relic that she gave me years ago. And my mom is so good at being like, goodbye. I don't care. I don't need to see it anymore. And they took both of those coats. And I kid you not, they paid me like $90. And I was just like, like, I was like choking and I was like, wait a minute. And they were like, there were other things. It wasn't just 90 for the two. I should say there were other things that they bought, like pants and stuff of mine. But I was like, Mom, we just gave those away. Like,
so everything that you gave them all together was $90.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I have all this stuff still. So I went through, I donated a huge box where I was allowed to pick the charity. I donated that to ThreadUp, who has sold my stuff before. So they do a charity thing where you can literally send anything that they buy will go to charity, and they'll donate the rest of it to like people who need clothing, which is nice. So I did
so
huge
good
box to them. And then the rest of the stuff, I have like some stuff that I need to just sell on my own. And then the rest of the stuff, I guess I'll try another one of those stores, or maybe I'll Poshmark some of it. I don't fucking know. It's a project, but it's like also why I'm here too. So
it has to be done. And also it's perfect time because it's winter. So you got to switch out the closets. I have a million bags of my winter stuff that I just had. But have you heard of Fashion Foundation? Mm-mm. Where they take things. So they sent me these big bags. I'm going to fill them up and then I send it to them. And then you can shop basically my closet. But now I'm having anxiety over it.
That's like ThreadUp.
Exactly. It's like ThreadUp. That made me think of that. It's same similar. And then they obviously donate the money to their foundation. But now I know that they're attaching it to my name. So I have to send some pretty good stuff. Like now I'm having anxiety about, I can't be sending just like the bottom of the barrel. Like, right. I got to send some brand stuff, which I normally probably would have tried to sell to make some money. But I'm looking at them like, either like, you can totally send Zara. I'm like, okay, but I'm going to send Zara and I'm going to send at least something that I have that's worth something. So you guys don't think I have a trash closet, which I do, because I haven't reached that level where I buy like a crazy amount of designer. But it's so funny to me that I'm actually thinking about this. They're like, no, it's anything you have is great. I'm like, okay. Shop Andrea.
What's it called? Fashion Foundation.
Yeah, the Fashion Foundation. And it's going up at, I guess, in December. So you can buy it for Christmas time or the holidays, not just Christmas. But it is funny, though, because now I'm really thinking about my closet. And there's just going to be...
So funny.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other probably like fashion influencers that are just going to blow my shiz out of the water.
No, you never know. You never know. I have like stuff that I kept that I need to sell myself. Like I have a brand new Telfar bag, never used.
Yeah, can you actually send me some pictures of your stuff? Because you know I want to shop your closet.
My closet.
Yeah, I need the new Telfar bag actually.
It's so cute. I just can't carry it. It's just I got it a year ago and I like.
It's the red one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's a ski coat material. It's so cute.
Wait, I need it. I'm your customer.
She's my customer.
I'm losing money for
anyway,
this.
Anyway, my mom is so funny. She was like, we got to do all this work on your storage unit. And then she was like, but we need a reservation. We got to go here. And I have plans. And we're going to my friends. And we're going to here. It was so funny. It was just like, and we hiked. It was a nice, I think she just wanted to get away from my dad, honestly.
Yeah, totally.
Like, my parents love to be apart. You know, that's what keeps them out. What's the secret?
Space.
Spend time alone.
A space and time alone. Did you?
Independence.
Did you accomplish anything with the storage unit?
Yeah, all this clothing.
Wow.
I mean, I cleared out like a couple of boxes, which is great, but I don't know. I got to figure out the rest of it. I got to be honest. I might ship my Peloton home. I miss her and I don't want to have to like sell and rebuy.
It's a whole
thing. I just kind of want it. I just miss her. I miss her so much. Isn't that sad? I'm like, winter, I want my Peloton. Is that crazy?
Not crazy at all. I despise leaving my home to go walk to a cold gym. Like, no. When it's freezing outside, I have zero energy to like leave. I'm like, I might as well just do the workout here. Unless it's like a class I really love, but that's still hard.
I hear you. Yeah.
It's still
hard.
Wait,
can you talk to me about, I wanted to mention one other thing. The New York Comedy Fest starts this week. Big show tonight, Thursday night at the Apollo Theater. It's a fundraiser for Joan Rivers.
Give us a little...
For God's Deliver We Love. Yeah, it's a fundraiser for a charity I absolutely loved. There's going to be huge celebrities on the show and maybe me, but who knows? You have to go to find out. It's at the Apollo Theater, famous venue in New York City, Uptown. And my daughter Melissa is going to be there. And Tiffany Haddish, Jeff Ross, all the Jewish comedians are coming out. Huge lineup. Aubrey Plaza, I think, is on.
Wow.
You know, Mrs. Maisel, you know, the whole gang. And it's going to be a great show and they're raising money for God's Love We Deliver and we love it.
That lineup is insane. Also, Miss Maisel, this is crazy.
There's more. There's more.
Insane.
There's a big, Sandra Bernhardt is on it.
Wow.
There's a lot of Big Randy Rainbow, I think, is doing something on it. A lot of big names, a lot of big peeps in the entertainment industry.
Really cool. And that's a part of New York Comedy Fest, or that is just its own?
It's like the opening night show.
Stunning. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. And then I'm doing a show on Sunday at UCB at 7 p.m.
Amazing.
If you guys want to come, Tom Hearn and I are sharing an hour. I think it's only an hour. It's going to be quick, 7 p.m. We'll get drinks after. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun night.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Wait, can you talk to me about something? I really wanted to hear about your itch to change your apartment.
I just want to know if you ever experienced this. But right around the 6 month mark, I look around my apartment.
This is like in a relationship. Right around those six months, I look at this person. I'm like,
Yeah. I look around my space and the person, and I go, everything about this is wrong. I have a total new vision for how I want the apartment and how I should have done it 6 months ago. So I, one, hate my bed. I had a different bed frame and I absolutely hated it. It was a canopy bed, which I had inspiration from Paige DeSorbo. Mind you, Paige DeSorbo lives in a absolutely stunning New York City apartment and it just does not match my vibe and my space.
I remember you had the bed in your Jersey apartment.
Yes, and that was a very square room and it was the center point, so it like made sense. And because it was a studio, I kind of wanted my bed to be its own little enclosed thing. So it made total sense. So I'm looking at my bed. Cute. I hated it. I have it in my room. And by the way, my new apartment, the room, it may as well be like a trapezoid. Like the shape of it makes zero sense. There's a bunch of strong points. It's hideous. I don't know what person made, it's just an oddly shaped room. So like nothing really fits. So I'm looking at my bed and I just go, I have a million things to do, but I'm going to take apart my bed. So my bed is totally taken apart. I threw it out. I threw it in the garbage. I've been sleeping on the couch. My mattress is just laying up on the wall collecting dust and I'm waiting for my new bed frame, which doesn't come for another like week and a half. But
wait, what'd you get?
I got a really nice, it's got like a really big linen frame and it's the headboard. Thank you. And then on top is like a nice shelf and it has lights that are illuminated. It looks a little bit more modern, but it's just it looks very comfortable. And then it has a lot of storage space underneath the bed that's like already enclosed. Like there's drawers under it. It's just going to look cleaner and sleeker. And I think I'll have a better mental space. So I just, in order to like clean my mind, I had to just like redo my whole entire room. And then I'm like, is my style tacky? Like my style is even changing. I go, everything I've done in here, like I have an exposed closet because this room didn't come with a closet. So I just have this big metal rod and I go, I hate it. Now I need to go to IKEA and get like a whole different closet set up.
You want a closet?
I want a closet that actually has doors. I'm going to have to build it myself.
I got to tell you, as soon as I look at any apartment, even if it's like the nicest building, nicest place ever, I look for the closets because I know what I need. And if it doesn't have a closet that I can really jive with, it doesn't matter. Everything else doesn't matter. Is that crazy?
No,
that's my number one.
No,
because I know how much shit
I have. Right, exactly. And I totally get that. I was trying to be lenient because I was also thinking in terms of what Nick needs, and we needed just a space for both of our desks. So we just needed a room that could fit a bed and a desk, and it was a duplex, so we had more room. But also, like, it's insane. This apartment did not come with any closets. Like, that's insane to me. And you just have to build your own closet, I guess. Yeah, it's insane.
And also, who builds an apartment and says, oh, closets?
We don't need them.
Who needs them? Like, literally, isn't that like, where do people put their clothes?
101. If you guys see apartments in New York, we've talked about this at length, but it'll be the tiniest little tiny linen closet. Or like a lot of the times you don't have that luxury. You're lucky if you even have a closet, let alone a washer dryer. So that's why I live in the frickin' way out in Brooklyn so I could have more room and I didn't even get a closet. So yeah, I'm pissed.
I'm sorry. I didn't know this part of the sitch.
It's an itch. It's an itch to completely change my entire aesthetic. And do you know Joey Camasta? He's best friends with Snooki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's on the Out and About podcast. I love him. He's so great. He's been posting his new like Thanksgiving fall decor. It's so good. His apartment, by the way, is stunning. It must be like his dream apartment, but he set it up so nice. And I'm looking at it and I go, I really got to get on the fall decor. Like, I've got to change this shit up because
you do love a decor. I like that about you. I've never changed anything for any holiday. Like, I've never
really been into that. Maybe I'm just bored and I'm 30. Maybe it's just hitting a new decade and you're like, what are we going to do? We're going to decorate.
We need some turkeys. Okay. We need some fucking rustic shit around. We need some cornucopias. Let's go.
Oh my God. Bring on the cornucopias. Tell me why I was looking up 4-foot fall trees for decor. I don't, and it comes in a 2-pack.
Wait, what? Like a tree? Okay, like a fake tree?
No, actually, it was a 2-foot tree. And I was thinking about putting it in my entryway and have like these 2 fall light up trees. And when you walk in, you go, oh my God, so fall. And I go, oh my God, they're 2 feet tall. Like, what? You're just going to have it on your mail table? Like, that's insane. And I almost spent $50 on these fall trees.
Also, what's insane to me is to buy trees like another time of year when it's not Christmas.
No, literally. I go, it's too soon to put up my Christmas trees, so I'm just going to get fall autumn trees that are orange leaves. Like, I'm literally sick in the head.
Cut to April. You're like, you know what? We need some cherry blossom, beautiful. We need some pink trees in this fucking entryway, okay? The entryway now goes through its own seasons.
Thank you. But I'm looking around at everybody's decor, specifically Joey's, and he has these like beautiful fall color candles, and he already started doing Christmas. He already has his Christmas tree up. So I was like, it's too soon for that. But the least I could do is get something fall, maybe some cornucopias and maybe some pine cones. Pine cones are big.
Wow. Pine cones. Just throw a couple pine cones around the room, Dre. It will distract from the fact that there's no closet.
Genuinely, I'm trying to ignore the fact. I am really just trying to fill
I can help
my
you.
Brain
I'm
up.
Actually really good at decor, I think.
Yeah, you are. I love how you saw your apartments. And I like it to be like a modern and then throw in there like some like refurbished wood, but then I like it to be next to like a chrome lamp. You know what I'm saying? Mixing old with the new, a little rugged, little chic, new modern. That's always been what I love. And
yeah,
but it's hard to achieve that. You really have to be a collector of things. When you see something, it's nice, and you have to know like what looks expensive because Amazon has everything. And I've been looking up these like little lamps. Like, what am I doing? I'm obviously stressed about the current times, and I'm trying to distract myself with fall trees.
All right. Well, take a deep breath. We're going to go look at your Amazon cart right now and do a little editing. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with some pop culture.
Please.
Honey. And we're back. Dre, we need a sponsor on this podcast. You just showed me a gorgeous looking drink. Big Wigs today is sponsored, hashtag not sponsored, by
Swoon Peach Tea. It comes in a lot of delicious flavors. What I love about this, it's non-carbonated, and it is not made with any fake sugars. Only 5 calories, 0 grams of sugar. We love sipping on something sweet, but needed to nix the sugar, and none of the drinks out there had us swooning. So we got to work creating some magic of our own. We canned all the fun and flavor without inviting sugar to the party. With every sip is swoon worthy. I've been drinking the peach tea flavor. They also have a strawberry lemonade, which is delish.
Sounds
so thank
good.
You.
I love peach. Swoon. I love everything peach. So Swoon, we're ready for you.
We are. So ready to officially sponsor us.
I know.
Thanks.
It's going to happen for us soon. I promise. Anyway, don't you guys love when we manifest live on air?
It's fun. Now you get to see the whole process from beginning to end. You'll see us on the big stage someday too.
Episode, it does sound chaotic, but I gotta tell you guys, we are recording on election day, where everyone else, like, even if you have a couple moments, like, I woke up this morning and I like forgot, you know what I mean? I'm like brushing my teeth or walking the dog, and then like Jared's like, I'm just so feeling so nervous, and I'm like, oh right, other people are anxious, like it's not just me today. It's everyone.
That it, yes, in our despair there's community. There's a proper way to say that. We're commiserating.
Like every day as a comedian, as a freelancer, I'm anxious. But like today,
oh my God,
the whole world is anxious. So, you know, I feel less alone. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're like all under that umbrella today of like, oof, you know, something doesn't feel totally
join in.
Right.
Yeah, I know. And I was telling you that I'm like so overwhelmed by seeing all the posts about it. And I know it's so important.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to like escape it. And that's what gets to me. I have to
right now,
go outside.
It's just us. We're just on this podcast, and we're, you know, not even like watching. We're not even watching social media. We're not even on it.
It's an escape.
It's
so we have so much on the pop culture.
I know. I wanted to tell you, I was focusing on like the positives for the election, and like as a girl from Philadelphia, and yes, I voted fucking blue in Philly. Okay, you guys, you know, I'm here to swing it. I'm here to swing. Okay. I'm swinging it. I don't know if you know. I don't even know if we were friends in 2020 when I did my Butts for Blue.
I did not know you at this time. And when you posted it, I go, oh my God, how did I miss this? But it was before our time.
So in 2020, I was like, if Pennsylvania goes blue, because I used to post a lot of my butt on Instagram. You know what I mean? I'd moon the camera all the time. And I would post my ass, my bare ass. And I was like, I'm going to post 10 butts for if Pennsylvania goes blue. And I like to believe I swayed the entire state. You know what I mean? Like, I think they were all like, we want to see more of Anna Roisman's bare ass. Actually, I am going to vote blue.
Now that I have your attention... I think you
but then
did
when
your...
it happened, I was like, Jared, get the camera. We got to shoot my bare fucking ass. And you know, I got a hoagie too for it. Like, I was like full Philly girled out. Anyway, maybe I'll post a butt for blue if it goes blue. Time will tell. But I just wanted to say last night, I was really excited because it was like really late too for East Coast time. But at like 11 p.m., you know, they had the Kamala did like Pittsburgh and then she went to Philly, which is like a trek in a evening. I know they have like helicopters and planes to like make that faster for people of her caliber, but my brain was like, what a drive.
Oh my God, she is on the campaign trail.
How do you get from Pittsburgh to Philly tonight? That's a long trip. No, but fucking Lady Gaga opened the Philly rally, and just seeing the art museum steps. Like, I grew up in Philadelphia, just seeing the art museum steps and Lady Gaga sitting at a piano, fucking playing and singing, like, and you're just like, oh my God, it does make you feel like, wow, we are, like we're saying, you know, everyone's anxious. Like, we are all in this together. Like, she's probably anxious today too. And she wanted to do her part and she's famous. And she was like, yeah, I'd be happy to do this. Like, this is cool. And then like Oprah Winfrey came out. I was like, heavy hitters in Philly tonight.
That is insane. Philly came out strong.
I know. The thing is Philly is mostly Democratic. You know what I mean? Like, Philly, of the counties in Pennsylvania, like, you don't really have to worry that Philly's going to go blue. Like, but whatever. It's the city that to go to. And so, and then Oprah came out and it was like, Oprah was like fucking on something. I love her so much. She had all these like young people out and it was like, you could tell it was very loosely rehearsed. And she was like, I'm talking to first time voters. Why are you voting? And this one girl was straight up like, I'm in school becoming what is the female doctor? Why am I like OBGYN? I'm like, and she's like, and I just want to vote for, like, you know, so I can take care of all of my patients like in the future. And I was like, wait, she hasn't even gone through medical school, but I love this girl. She is already planning 12 years down the road.
Girl, you got a lot of school left, but I love that you're thinking ahead.
And then there was like an athlete and he was like, I'm voting for my mom. I'm voting for my sister. And I was like, you go. And then it was like Oprah then skipped over. She's like, you guys first time voters? Woohoo! And she skipped over the rest of the line. It was like 10 people on a line. She only picked two or three. And then she brought out Kamala. And it was just like, and it was funny because Kamala like was like, everybody give it up for like Oprah. She didn't say Oprah Winfrey. And I'm like, you're right. You don't need to. It's just Oprah.
It's just the one name. I group her in with Madonna. Like, she doesn't need, last name for me.
I know. Like, don't you feel bad? If there is another Oprah out there, like, like, how?
you better change your name. Better have a different stage name. Because it's been taken. And then she also, for her studios, Harpo Studios.
Oprah Backwards.
Like, she really just took over that name.
Yeah, she did. Anyway, it was exciting to see all of that go down in Philly. I was like, Mom, are you going? She's like, it's 11:30. I'm in bed. But I'm watching it on TV. And I was like, me too.
That is really
also
cool for Philly.
I thought I had to watch it. I like looked on YouTube because I was like, there's no way I'm going to have this in LA. And of course, it's on like CNN. I was like, yeah. Philly's like not a big city. Like, but I guess it is, especially in this election. So I was like, and especially if like Lady Gaga and Oprah are there, they're going to put it on national TV. I was like, do you think I could find it on TV? Anyway, I was such a nerd last night doing it.
I love that. That's really cool for Philly. And yeah, we'll all be just like glued to the television tonight and probably for the next couple days.
I'm going to be on a red eye tonight. Like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, my brain
that's actually
also like
pretty crazy.
What if I'm in the air and like, you know, we find the results like overnight?
What airline are you flying? Because I feel like
JetBlue. Kill me. Kill me. I'll probably be in the air until like next Tuesday. I don't know.
Hey, that's what I was saying. I was going to say, yeah, they're not going to have it on the screens, I don't think. But that'd be crazy.
No, they will, because JetBlue has TV, so I can actually watch it all night, which is kind of insane to do. JetBlue has TV. That's the biggest perk of JetBlue is those TVs.
You can always count on them having. I thought there was one. No, maybe always. Yeah, JetBlue. You can definitely count on that.
Direct TV. You can watch like actual TV. I don't mean like you don't have to watch like just movies or whatever they have on there. Like you can literally scroll through, watch television. Anyway,
huge.
That's my brag.
That is huge.
Wait, well, we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to cover here.
Huge for Philly.
Huge for Philly. Dre, a quick Love is Blind reunion. Just want to touch base on that. Terrible reunion for those who watched. Dre, it was so bad. Can I just say something? Like, Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey are the cringiest hosts. I think they are both hot. Nick, I loved 98 Degrees there. I'm not saying they're bad people or anything, but as hosts of this show, like, they are, the reunions are so bad.
I felt that from pretty much like this third or fourth time that they hosted. What is this? The seventh time they've hosted?
Seventh season.
This is crazy because people obviously have a decision in saying yay or nay for them to come back, and they're always being brought back.
They don't do that much on the show either. Like, if you get another host, they're not even going to have that much to do. Maybe that's why they're like, whatever, they don't have that much to do. They just like do the reunion.
But it always feels to me that Vanessa takes over the conversation and Nick just adds in these small little comments like, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of. And then they'll be like, well, we have love. Like,
oh,
we're in love.
Oh, my God.
And then they had so many people. This was the best on this reunion. They had so many people from like other seasons who no one remembers. And like, it was like, they were like, let's cut to you. So, and then they even found love with other people not even on the show. They're like, oh my God, so this person from season one who didn't meet anyone on Love is Blind, you got married and you have a baby. Oh my God, we're so proud of you. Like, alumni, we support. How'd you meet your husband? She's like, fucking Hinge or something. I'm like, there you go.
That is embarrassing. Clearly.
It was so funny. There were a lot of these moments on the show. Mostly because this season, there were only two couples that like made it out, you know? And they were kind of boring. Like, they were like, yeah, they're nice couples. They made it out. Like, no drama, nothing. Like, what do we catch up on? Oh, we've traveled this year. We, like, go to dinners. We, like,
Normal, random couple. You know, I didn't realize this was in the DMV where I'm from.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are from Baltimore, right? Not really DC.
Virginia. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it was DC, but, like, I think there were like two people who actually lived in DC. You know what
I mean? Okay. So yeah, to clarify, because everybody kept sending it to me and I go, nobody's from DC. Everybody's from the outskirts. So that makes
right.
sense. So this reunion, you would rate it like one of the worst?
Honestly, I was bored. It took me three nights to watch it too. Ugh. I kept falling asleep, but I was bored.
That's tough.
And it also, you know, when like, I mean, this happens on like Housewives reunions too. You know, when like a show just doesn't like, they've been removed from this for a year now. So when they come back, like, it's sort of like, oh, the producers were probably like, can you find some sort of drama to talk about? Because like, some of them were like, remember when this happened? Actually, this happened. And this still upsets me. And like, people are talking about it online. And you respond to the comments and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, they pulled out all the stops to like fill the time, it felt like. It was weird. It was bad. And that's all I'll say about that. I did do a video that was honestly like, I put in way too much effort and work into that video. Mostly just the outfits. That's all I put in the effort for. Like, I could have done that without any clothes, probably.
Yeah, but the outfits do help it so much. And you got to do it to make the video.
It was funny. I felt like I had to because I watched the whole season. I went hard this season. I like doing content about Love is Blind. I've done it for the last like three seasons, I think. But I was sort of like, yeah, this was the fourth one I did it for. And I was just like, well, you got to do the reunion. But it was, there were like not many things to do, you know? It was sort of just like, I don't know, bad, 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 bad.
Do you think they're going to have another, is another season coming?
Oh, I have a friend who works like on the production side, Dre. They already have two shot and edited in the can.
What?
Like if they're casting now, it's for three seasons from now.
That is mind blowing.
And it's in every country. If you go on Netflix, they have like Love is Blind Brazil, Love is Blind UK, Love is Blind Mexico. Like every country now has Love is Blind.
To me, that is so insane. Because it was good for the first two, three. And then I fell off. I can't. You guys know my issue. But
isn't that crazy that like a format like that is like so internationally popular? Like
when do they really start doing all these offshoots from foreign countries? It's wild.
Yeah, I feel we like got the T. We were like, Minneapolis is next. They had people from the season like on the reunion. So that it's already shot and edited, and then they've already shot and edited another one after. I think Boston was the one after is the one after that, and then
wow,
and then there's like there, so they'll be casting for like future ones. It's crazy.
That is wild because I. It's just amazing to me that they still have such a following, and I should have known because it's just so popular. But like, I'm shocked.
Really like trash. I wanted to ask you. Speaking of Netflix, have you watched the Martha doc yet?
I have not, and I have been dying to talk about this with you because of all the clips I'm seeing. She's saying some wild things.
She's a good documentary.
She's being raw and real, and not only am I enjoying it, but I'm actually finding it like hilarious. Like, she's just one of the girls, you know?
She really is.
But she's snarky. And in the doc,
you're like, it's funny because she doesn't hold back at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think she is who she is. Like, she has no filter, and she's kind of just like, she's not. She doesn't like sugarcoat anything, you know, for a Martha Stewart. She's real.
Exactly. And I think that's what people appreciate about her. And I think that's what is making this document so successful. But is it a look back at her whole life, or does it just go, wow? So they even go back to her childhood.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. Like she was like modeling, you know, when she was a teenager because they were like, you're pretty, you could model, and handing checks over to her family because she had six siblings and her parents didn't have enough money. And she was fucking handing her checks over to her mom being like, here, you know, and then her mom would cook them all dinners and she'd watch her mom cook. And she like was really into like
that was it.
Home and food and, you know, all of that. And she only dated rich guys. There was a really funny thing because she was like in college, like her friend was like rolled up to school in a Rolls Royce. And she was like, who's this girl coming to school in a Rolls Royce? And then she's like, and then that girl. Which I really don't believe this part, but I think it's so funny. Like, maybe it happened. But she's like, and then she was like, my brother wants to meet you. And I'm like, really? She choreographed that? Or were you like, look at that, clock that Rolls Royce and be like, hey, do you have a brother?
Who's driving that?
Can I meet that brother of yours? And then that was her like first husband. It wasn't a good marriage, but like, do think it set her up for some rich success, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, she's quoted for saying that she had sex with her boyfriend at 19 and she liked that he was really aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, and that's she like lost her virginity to him.
To Mr. Rolls Royce?
I think so. Yeah.
You know, and it's classic. Like, she's not holding back. She's like, yeah, I like a man that's aggressive. Like, if a man is coming after me, that's who's going to get it. Like, that is so funny. And to like for her to think back in her age now and just say that is just, it's classic.
She talks about like, she had her daughter at like 20 or something, really young. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how like mothering was not natural for her. And like her mom didn't like hug her and kiss her and tell her how much she loved her growing up. So she didn't know how to do that for like her own kid. And like, it's very like, she's just like, so yeah, I don't know. I still wanted to have a life. Like I still wanted to do things not with my kid. Like,
yeah. Who raised her daughter? Because I know in the early years, I think she had a lot of help and she doesn't have a good relationship with her daughter.
I don't know. I will say I fell asleep for the last 20 minutes and Jared was like, you fell asleep for the last 20 minutes. And I was like, did I? I got to go back. So I didn't really get too much more info on the daughter. I think the daughter does an interview for it. Like,
wow.
I think she's a voice in it. I don't know. I think they probably have. I don't know their relationship, to be honest. But she does talk about the early days. You know what I mean? Like she was young. Wait, what was the Ryan Reynolds thing that you posted? She said something. Oh,
it was in an interview.
He's not funny.
Yeah, they're neighbors because I think him and Blake Lively bought a house up in Hudson where she has her gorgeous farm. And she said, yeah, we're neighbors. And you know what? He's funny in his movies, but he's not very funny in real life. He's nothing about him is funny. He's very serious. And he was clapping back and like, I actually am funny. But he just responded because
he did.
It's always funny because like what? But I have heard the same thing about Ryan, too. Have you heard that he's not?
I haven't really heard anything about him. I always thought he was hot, and I think he's so funny in Just Friends. That's my favorite Ryan Reynolds movie. Sorry Just to Friends. All the like Marvel people, but Just Friends is fucking killer. And
I also enjoy The Proposal.
That's a good one.
I thought he was good
he's
in
like
that one.
Frantic in that one. That's a funny one. Yeah. Wait, Martha had a great quote that I remember now from the movie that I think you'll love that I think resonates with all of us. Okay, she said, "If you want to be happy for 1 year, get married." If you want to be happy for 10 years, get a dog. And then she said, if you want to be happy for your lifetime, build a garden.
That is so beautiful. I was thinking she was going to go somewhere else, like build a shempire.
Nope. Start a garden. Because it's true. You can grow those things forever and ever and maintain it. And it's something you can work on and nurture and love and watch and doesn't talk back to you, you know, similar to the same dog thing. Yeah. I love that kids and like, you know,
just not
building
even
an empire. Yeah. No. But it was such a funny like scale. I was like, wow. Yeah. Marriage, 1 year of happiness.
Yeah. Dog, I totally get years. That honeymoon phase. And then the dog is so 10 years. Yeah.
And then if you really want a happy life, build a garden.
Start a garden.
Yeah.
Start so a garden. Funny. That is odd advice. So on brand with Martha Stewart. And I think it rings true. Should we start a garden?
I need land first, I think, to start a garden. Like when you were saying this too about the decor, I'm like, yeah, I don't decor because I don't have a fucking house, you know?
There's no like true
space.
Yeah,
work with what you got, I guess. But like, I can't. What are we going to put a garden on my patio? Like, no.
Yeah. Tiny little herb garden. I've thought about doing like the cilantro, but yeah, I genuinely don't have any space. I don't even have.
Yeah, I think I had like a basil plant once in the pandemic and that basil. Went in a week, you know? What? I mean, what am I
you pluck
do?
The few leaves and then you're left with nothing. You go, okay, great.
You're like, that was one good bowl of pasta. Thanks you know? A lot. One.
No, that's all you can get from a little tiny basil plant. That's it. That's it. You also have Golden Bachelor for our more TV. It's wrapping up.
Golden Bachelor, I don't think there's, well, I guess it would be tomorrow. I don't know if there's a new episode tomorrow or can I tell you something? Can I tease this?
It's a spoil. Yeah, spoil.
I'm going to after the final rose.
This is to sit in with the finale?
I know. Yes. I like made the connect. I mean, I haven't gotten like my full confirmation yet, but they were like, we'll email you the day before to like let you know all the details.
Yeah.
But it's next week. I'm fucking going. So I'm going to have so much to talk about, you guys, because if you're friends with Jared Frieder, you listen to his podcast. He's a friend of mine. And Jared calls it the sea of undateables. All the women in the audience for the fucking all the Bachelor finales, you know, yeah. And they hold up signs and they're crying and they always cut to them. Like,
insanity.
It's going to be so funny. But I went to this Golden Bachelor event and I like made friends with the people there and I was like, I really want to come. I'm in LA. Can I come to like the finale? And they were like, yeah, we could get you a seat. And I was like,
wait, are you doing any like red carpet stuff or are you just going to get some fun content?
I don't know if you have to lock your phones up. You're not even allowed to like have your phone.
What?
Maybe before. I'm not like doing it for content. I'm just going.
Right. Ooh, okay, so you're going to have to like conceal everything that's about to happen.
You can't spoil it. Like, yeah. They'd probably pre-tape it a little, you know, way earlier than when it airs that day or whatever, like a couple hours. Like, I'm not allowed to like say,
spoil anything.
I have to like sign a fucking like NDA.
Wow.
Anyway.
You're getting to witness. Because we liked this season.
It was okay. You know, it wasn't as juicy, I think, as the Golden Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Golden Bachelorette was fine. I really liked Joan. I will say last week, I don't know if you know, but like one of the guys, he left on his own. He was like, I will never fall in love with you. The French guy. I was like, what the
fuck? Oh my
God. Like,
dicked
I could
out.
Tell she liked him. He was different than the other guys. You know, he had this whole thing. Meanwhile, my mom, like as soon as she doesn't watch the show, but she was like, mm-hmm. Well, he's gay. And I was like, Mom. And she's like, that's why he wants to leave. He doesn't like immediately clocked that. And I was like, wait, what?
She has an answer. She gets it. She already knows.
It was funny. Yeah. Anyway, he left and she was really upset because I think it, even if you're not going to pick that person, like to have someone leave on their own volition is like offensive.
Yeah, of course. I would rack my brain. I go, wait, why are you leaving?
You waited all these weeks. I picked you in the top three, and now you're just like, actually, I think I'm out.
What a waste. Maybe he was paid
honestly,
for the drama of it all.
He has a hair salon in Chicago. Okay. And so I feel like it was like he wanted press for, like he wanted people to know him and press for his hair salon. You know, it sucks because Golden Bachelor, I think, they're really looking for love, but then you get a dud every so often that's mm-hmm. like, actually, I could get famous from this, you know? Like, I could get more clients from this. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that only happens, or I like to think it only happens with the shows like Love is Paradise or The Bachelor, or the younger versions of Love is Blind. But for it to happen with like the Golden, it's like, who can we trust anymore?
I know.
Come on.
Reality TV. The curse of reality TV is just taking over. Speaking of reality TV.
Speaking of reality TV, it's the curse of reality TV for the most famous reality star ever.
I mean, it's a big week for the Kardashians.
It's a big week. Okay. Happy birthday to the queen.
It's Kris Jenner coming in hot. It's my 42nd birthday. Always 42, doll. Really crazy having a birthday on election day. Really a wild time, you know?
Do you feel like, Courtney's here. Do you feel like it's being taken over by politics?
It's tough, you know, to share the limelight. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I want the whole world to post photos of me, you know. Instead, you know, I understand it's really important for the country, but it is a little difficult. You know, I like to be the star. I do. I really do.
We know you do.
I just want to say, though, you know, what's really special to me on my birthday? I get to share this week, not only with America, but with Rocky, my grandson. And I know Rocky just turned one like a couple days ago, yeah. Right?
Yeah. It was Halloween. Your present. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God it wasn't the same day. I can handle the same week.
Yeah. It's your 13th grandchild. His name is Rocky. He's like our little rocker goth baby, and it's perfect.
So cute. He's so cute. He really is. You know, yeah. I really think he looks like me.
Yeah, we haven't revealed his face yet. So like, don't give any hints.
Well, people are going to just spitting image, really, of his grandmother. I feel so lucky to have so many grandchildren who look just like me.
Yeah, I feel like we all really look like Rob Sr., but that's just me personally.
Did you have a party?
Yeah, we did. We had it. It was Disney themed. We're like obsessed with Mickey Mouse. So it was just such a big party. And I just like was so into the vibes. And
I'm so sorry I couldn't make it. You know, I was going to come. I really was.
And then where were you?
He planned a little birthday getaway.
Where?
Australia.
What the heck are you going to do in Australia for your... Are you there now?
It was fabulous. I'm flying back tonight, you know, just so I can see the results of this election.
Okay, if you were still there, I would wish for a kangaroo to bitch slap you across the face.
No, they're so nice. I bought two.
No, literally, you're so unhinged. We need to collect your credit cards because you're a psychopath. You bought
credit
two
cards. I gave cash. The kangaroos only took cash.
You're so deranged. What are you going to do with two kangaroos?
Corey and I are going to make them dinner. Okay, they're going to have a nice life in Calabasas. We're flying them back. They're so cute.
That's great for you. So excited for your new kangaroo journey. Did Caitlin wish you a happy birthday?
You know, Caitlin's birthday was recent, too. It was we're all the same time. It's really crazy. Caitlin sent me a text, and it was just of a pole on a golf course, and it said, "Thinking of you, doll."
You know, in Caitlin humor, she's actually saying that you are so skinny, you remind her of a pole.
Well, I am, you know. I've been on Ozempic since the day we split up, so what is that, 20 years now?
Yeah, you recently posted a picture of you. I think you were dressed for Halloween as like Superwoman. Oh my God, yes, Snow White. You were like so teeny tiny. Where was your waist?
It's crazy. I got that costume in the kids section.
You're just wasting away over there, eating air.
Yeah, it's nice. I feel good about it. I really do. I feel great. I feel blessed to be 42 today. And I have 13 grandchildren. What more can, you know? And I really have, all of the companies are doing really well. Good American is going to make my size, you know, they said they're going to make tiny, teeny waist size for me.
size.
Negative zero.
The size of my heart. Well, happy birthday, Tal. You're like, you don't look a day over 42. And, you know, like, you're going to have to get another body scan soon.
Thanks, Tal. I will. Thank you.
Love you.
Yeah,
love you.
A lot of birthdays. There's so many. Every Kardashian's birthday, I swear, is like right now. It's like all right now.
Well, they just, yeah, I know. It really is. But it also feels like they're just constantly posting birthday posts. Like, I never can keep track because it just feels like it's either a sponsored post or a birthday post. That's, or Kim, I don't know if you saw her Halloween costume. She was an albino alligator.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Because everyone, you know, I wish I had the creativity to wake up and be like, you know what I want to be this year?
No, I got like, it. That's what I felt. I go, what is it? What am I looking at? Is this a Skims campaign? Like, what is this?
She probably saw an albino alligator once, you know, like on a trip, like on a, and was like, that's such a beautiful animal. I want to be that.
It's so niche. And I love that for her. So yeah, go off, sis.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh my God. Heidi Klum's costume. That was insane. I watched every clip I could see of her ET and her.
It took me forever to realize that she was in the neck.
Yeah.
Of E.T. Like,
it took them like 12 hours to build the E.T. on her.
I believe it. And then, but during her party, she like took the costume off and then she was just wearing the neck face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Because she said it was the heaviest one she's ever had in like her 20 years of doing Halloween parties.
I'm shocked. Costume. I mean, I guess she had literally had a massive head on top of her head, but like
it
still.
It looked so good. Whoever did that, I was like, I don't know that I'd ever wear a costume that intense, but it was like, it looked so, the photos around it like looked so good.
Yeah, it really did. But with her, I know she's
Bethany
like
Bethany was Wonder Woman, by the way. Chris was Snow White. Bethany was Wonder Woman at the party.
You know, do get them mixed up. No, I know. Bethany, like, she did great too.
Yeah. She looked great. Yeah.
Sometimes, I don't know, like, I'm impressed by how creative, they're not even creative, they just look really real, but the costumes for celebrities sometimes are not the most creative. They're just like, you just chose a character and then you just have an amazing artist make the costume.
Tons of Beetlejuices this year. Tons.
Oh my God, that was like the takeover of Halloween this year.
Every morning show, everything. Yeah. I was like, Beetlejuice again. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I get that there was a movie this year, but I was like surprised at how many Beetlejuices there were.
I guess it's like the scariest of like pop culture movies that everybody. Yeah.
Very.
I didn't even see the new Beetlejuice. I didn't even see it.
It was cute. It wasn't like the OG. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was good, but it wasn't like Beetlejuice. You know what I mean? More like a kid's movie.
They can never recreate it. Have I talked to you about how my favorite Halloween movie is not Hocus Pocus? It's Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, I love Casper.
It is so
Devin
good.
Devon Sawa.
Yes. Oh my God. Your celeb crush. Like, wasn't that your first crush?
I love him. He's going to be in he's on my cast list for my movie.
Shut. What does he look like now?
He looks great. He was in the new Chucky series.
Oh my God. What?
We're friends on Twitter. Not to brag. We follow each other.
Oh my God. Wow. He really looks like the kid. Okay.
This is so funny watching you discover adult Devon Sawa, and you're like, you want to be like, he's cute, but he's older, but he's
no,
hot.
There's just three different pictures I saw of him at three different stages. Like this one, he has like a smoldering look, like very hot. And there was one with these big magnifying glasses, not so hot, but I see the kid face from Casper.
Yeah. Casper's a good one.
It's so good.
What's her face? Who's the girl in Casper?
The scary woman? Oh, no. Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci, yes. My brain was
so
like, you know.
You know. Yeah, no, so good.
Did you watch it for Halloween?
I did. And I watched Hocus Pocus. And like, for some reason, Hocus Pocus is such a, only like the beginning when the witches come out is like really nostalgic for me. But for some reason, the whole movie of Casper, it's so creative. There's so many funny parts to it. And it doesn't get enough hype. Like, everybody always posts about Hocus Pocus or Halloween Town. But what about Casper?
I really love this take because I think Casper's a great movie. Put it in the same Halloween like category as Hocus Pocus.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I don't know. I like it and I remember it and I think of it, but I'm like, oh, right. I guess that's a Halloween movie.
But when I rewatched it this year, I'm just reminded how great it is. I think it's a better movie written like plot than Hocus Pocus, I have to say.
Wow.
Okay. Big take. Big hot take.
Hot big wig take. That's a big wig take.
That's a big wig take.
Yeah. Wait, we have to take a quick break and then we have a couple things we're going to end on. But let's take a quick Casper nap.
It is me, Ilaria.
I'm doing a lot of press, you know, because I have my show coming out in 2025.
Okay.
The Baldwins, Los Baldwinitos. You know, you've done Televisión de Realidad, yes?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm like one of the OGs, Ilaria. Yeah.
That's why they put me on this show. They were like, talk to Kristen. She has like the OG of the television, you know.
I mean, some may say that I am one of the favorites of all time. I was like one of the bad girls. People like to call you the villain too. Like, if you're gonna be on reality TV, like, be prepared for them to pin you down as the bad guy.
Yeah, it's not bad to be bad, unlike television.
Thank you. Yeah. It's called drama, and people always want it.
Do you have any how you say it in English, like los tips or like, you know, stuff that you would recommend for me, like for television?
Just be yourself and just stop listening to the producers. Like, break the fourth wall if you want to. Just do whatever you want, because whatever you do, they're just going to change the narrative anyway.
Yeah.
So like, you could go in thinking that the story is all yours and then it's just totally going to change. So...
I put one of the producers in my closet, like during the film, and
okay.
I didn't let him out yet. This was like a few months ago. No big deal. My Baldwinitos are like climbing on me right now. Hold on, all my kids are
here. Oh my God, so cute! I'm obsessed. Yeah. You know what's so crazy is like I have three kids and I do not put them on social media until they like ask for it. But you're okay with showing all your babies? Oh my God, there's two. This is literally insane.
All of them are going to be on the show, you know, like Baldwinitos. Yeah.
So you don't care.
You are going to be on television and they're like so excitados and to be famous. And, you know, like we are doing lots of press, like Us Weekly. You know, I did Us Weekly this weekly.
You did Us. What did they do? Us Weekly is like they're a really good outlet if you want to do like some really good tabloids, some like gossip, you know. So what did you do for them?
I show them what's in my bag, you know, but like, they want to know like, oh, what do you carry, you know, like in your bag?
Yeah. I mean, like, what do you carry? A mom of, how many kids do you have?
Siete.
Oh my God.
That's seven.
I took like third grade Spanish. I don't know what you're saying. I go to Cabo a lot though, so I do know, but that sounds like
Cabos
a lot.
Los Cabos is like so bonito. We should go to Los Cabos.
Oh my God, girl, let's go anytime. I freaking love Cabo. I go there at least like 5 times a year.
I love it. I carry, you know, like baby wipes and like granola bar.
Okay.
Like, you know, like a little bit of like, I don't know, really just like toys and like Legos and, you know, like
kids condoms. Love the Legos.
In case, you know, and just like, yeah, like just... food for the kids, like crumbs, you know, like
totally
bottle water, like a little flask of alcohol in case I need, and just like lots of things for mom stuff.
Iconic.
But they, you know what, they ask what kind of bag do you have, right?
In of course article.
And I show them and they say, oh, it's $850, it's like fine, and it's like every day, you know, like whatever. And then for the show though, I just want you to know, on television I carry Gucci because I want people to know like it's like better, you know, like I'm better than you, you know.
Right. I mean, I love a splurge. If you want to use a Gucci bag, use a Gucci bag.
Yeah, just for television, not for like days, you know, my days.
I mean, yeah, you have like 7 kids. There's no way you could carry around a Gucci bag. I would be so worried they would ruin my bag.
Oh, my little one, you know, Michelangelo, he like peed all over my bag.
Okay. Spanking for Michelangelo. Get out of here.
I don't do that. But my husband, Alec, does, you know, like if they're bad, he takes care of them.
Totally. Ilaria, can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. What's your take on like certain celebrities? So I recently on my podcast, let's be honest, I was mentioning that like I think Kanye is a clone because he like kind of fell off the face of the planet, right? And I could like totally see some celebs just wanting to like leave the limelight so they get themselves a clone. So do you think that some celebrities are clones?
Oh my gosh. Yes. You know, I went to look into it because like I don't want to be around, you know, like I could be clone.
Ilaria, you want to be a clone?
I think it'd be like so interesting, you know, like a clone of me and then I could go to España like and like live my life and like not deal with people, you know, like but the clone right. could be here and be the mommy and like raise the babies, you know, like I think it's I really don't think it's like AI is like a thing, you know, it's
totally.
It's importante for us to adapt to like technology and like, so I agree. I mean, like Kanye, you know, could be Kanye East, not Kanye West. Like, you know, no. Like,
right.
If you have the money, like you could not be real. I think it's just like, you could not be real.
Yeah. But to me, that is just like so scary. I'm like, who's real? Who's not? We don't know if that's the real Kanye. And then I also yeah. think that like if Kanye's a clone, Britney Spears is for sure a clone. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever met Britney?
Yeah.
And like, what do you think?
She come over the house. Alec know her from, she was once on Saturday Night Live when Alec was doing Saturday Night Live.
God.
So like, they are like old friends and you know, she's so nice. Like, I feel bad because she like, she doesn't like to leave her home, but she sends her clone out.
I think she must. That's what I'm saying. Because like, she's always twirling it around in her living room. And I'm like, girl, like, hello, like, is that you? Like, blink twice if you're okay. Like, I'm concerned, but she came after me. So, Ilaria, I literally was like, I said it on my podcast and then it got out to her. And then she like reached out to me and she was like, hi, I'm not a clone. And so I texted her back. I was like, I'm so sorry that I said that. But also like, do you want to hang out in LA? And she totally denied me and like doesn't want to meet up. So I'm like, okay, then you're totally a clone if you're not saying you want to hang out, you know?
You know what? You know what you should do? You should send her something. Like send her like...
You think so?
Yeah, send her like a bottle of like tequila, you know, or like some nachos or something like good that people, everyone like. And send it to her and just see like maybe extend the branch and maybe you can go over, you can like do a dance with her like on Instagram or like, I don't know, just like hang out, you know, like girls do. Like... I think you could do it. I think it could happen.
I think that's a really good idea. I mean, I'll send her like some home goods from Uncommon James, honestly. Our new fall candle line is like so sick. There's one called like Pumpkin Bliss. I'll send her that one. But I just like worry about these people. I'm like, are people okay? I know people wonder that about us.
One says that. We are obviously okay. You know, we are moms. If you're a mom, you're okay.
You're fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just like worry about people that are just like don't get reality. Hello? Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, we'll have to talk when my show comes out, you know, because the press is like so much. Like
totally. Yeah. Come on anytime. I want to like ask you about the show. I want to ask how the kids are, like what kind of Gucci bag you're using.
A tote. How do you say tote?
Oh, a tote bag? Oh my God. I'm obsessed with tote bags. I just like love to have everything. My kids are grown though. My kids are like kind of teenagers now. So it's like sad, you know?
You can have one of mine. Mine are like all under the age of like 8. Like you can have one. You can have 2.
Honestly, Ilaria, you're insane for that. Do you want more kids? You're insane.
You never know. It's like no, but like then sometimes I miss being pregnant though, you know? Like I look so good.
Yeah, you really bounce back, girl. I mean... We both have really good bodies and like I do work out a lot, but like you're insane.
I do yoga all day, you know.
All day, all night. Well, this has been really eye-opening. I still think that Kanye and Britney are clones, but I hope your show does amazing. Like when is it
Thank
coming
you.
Out?
It says 2025, you know, on like TLSA and we don't know. So I will keep you on the loop.
I love that. Keep me on the loop, in the loop, around the loop, behind the loop, everywhere. Love ya.
Gracias. Love ya.
Gracias so muchado. Anna, do we have any announcements about your show? Like, we want to make sure that people can go to your show, or if there's still tickets available.
Yeah, come on Sunday. Come to the show. Ilaria will be there, I think. And yeah, that's it. That's the ep, guys. We did it.
We did it. Go be a big wig, and hopefully we make it out on the other side, which I know we will, because we're recording this early.
We always do.
We will.
All right, love you guys. Also, I want to just say thank you for whoever commented about the Heather episode. That was so sweet. And like, if you have any other guests you want us to interview, like, shoot us the messages. I just wanted to say that. Watch us on YouTube. The Heather interview is on YouTube too, so it's really funny because we're all in wigs and it's psychotic. So that's all I got, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.